This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian troops are keeping up pressure on Ukraine's capital as talks resumed between the two sides on Monday, but ended after several hours without a breakthrough. The fighting, now in its third week, continues to exact a human toll, with the Red Cross saying it has caused, quote, nothing short of a nightmare. Ukrainian officials say a Russian airstrike in the capital's downtown area has killed one person and wounded six. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Ukrainian emergency services say the airstrike took place near a checkpoint and caused extensive damage to a residential neighborhood. Meanwhile, a presidential advisor says talks with Russia have concluded for the day, but will resume again on Tuesday. And the EU's foreign policy chief says the 27-country bloc is finalizing its new round of sanctions against Russia for what it calls the country's barbaric invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern Flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection.